What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Art of Sitting is ESL podcast, man. I am so grateful, man. I have finally gotten a 100. It took a little bit of a while, the first time this year. But you know what? Hey, I guess you live and you learn. I've had a lot of amazing scores in terms of, people improving their writing from 21 to 26. Carla taking the test for the first time. Getting a 27 in writing, 25 in speaking, 24 in listening, but just a mere 15 in reading. But Adriana was one of those who she had gotten a 25 and 24, I'm guessing sometime last year before I met her. She followed me for a long time, but then she finally got a 5-hour package and she's like, okay, I need to build up my writing and my speaking. So I'm building up her writing. I realized she wasn't putting linkers and there was just so many run-on sentences, not enough commas, not enough periods. And I'm like, listen, we got to fix all of this. So she was like, okay, fantastic. And so her writing improved again, 5 points, went up to a 26. Her speaking was just only up like 2 points, which I thought was really weird. I was like, your speaking is way better than that. I guess the Indians got you or the microphone was bad. But nonetheless, what ended up happening is her reading and her listening completely fell apart. She got just a 17 and a 19. She's like, oh, I have to take the test again. I was like, yep. Well, that's exactly what happens with a lot of people. They get so excited, they focus on a couple of skills, and then they literally neglect the other skills. This is something that you guys do not want to do, okay? I know you guys want to focus on improving two skills because that's what you absolutely need. But if you're looking for an overall score, the highest score possible, you got to focus on all four, even if you believe that you're fantastic in two and the results have showed it in the past. So she took it 3 days later. And she sent me, she's like, oh, I got a 25 in reading again and a 28 in listening. I said, oh, yeah, you're definitely getting over 100, considering that you got a 26 and 23 last time in her writing and speaking. So she got the final resort. You guys see it in the photo. Her writing was just a 23 this time. Again, I just don't know what AI tech grades who and whatnot. I don't know how this works. Okay. But of course, she finally got the speaking score that I believe that she was capable of getting, a 25. So she got a 101 overall, and I'm pretty sure she'll be able to get into any university in terms of dentistry because I realized that there was a girl last year who I coached. You guys probably her name was Ice. Well, I like to say Isis, okay, because Isis is obviously a bad name. So I like to call her Isis. And she disappeared out of nowhere, probably like August or September of last year. But she ended up getting a 94 and she just disappeared. And well, I didn't even know she got a 94. And I was like, oh, you motherfucker. And so there was a girl named Daniela. She got into Boston, USC. Santiago, who disappeared last February, fucking dickhead. I found out he got into USC. And both of them were living in Los Angeles too, dickheads. No, one was living in San Fran. I think Santiago was living in San Fran. I don't know what it was, but I started teaching him like in December of 2022. Carmelita, surprise, behold, surprise and behold. She referred someone to me and she ended up getting a 92. I didn't even help her. She was the late. Oh my God, she was so lazy. I helped her with her SOP, but she got into Boston. So it goes to show you that I'm a motherfucking genius when it comes to the SOPs. Although the collaboration had failed miserably last year. And this is probably based on two ignorant ass students who didn't like me as a coach because they were lazy as fuck. Nonetheless, my SOPs, man, they reap rewards. And so she ended up getting, into Boston. There was another girl that got into Boston. So Angela Orai, she got into Penn Boston. Just so many different people over the last year. And I'm just finding this out because, of course, a lot of them end up disappearing. And so nonetheless, man, I just wanted to give a big special shout out to Ariana. I had Gustavo, who was a long-time podcast follower, following me on my Arsenio's ESL podcast before they suspended it, the Instagram page, and he got like a 106. I just helped Eva with her SOP. She got a 103 at the end of December. There's another girl that got a 98. So the end of December was just a coming out party, man. It was exciting as hell. And so we ended up just, turning up the ante. We reaped those rewards. It was incredible. So big shout out to Ariana 101. I know Carla's going to be doing her test later on this week and a couple of other people. So Nonetheless, man, I'm excited. I just want to say happy April to everyone. Again, if you guys aren't following me on the Arsenio's ESL podcast page on Instagram, please do. I see that some of you are going over there and following me. And again, the outlining webinar, you guys are probably going to hear that later on today or tomorrow or something like that in terms of, you know, it making its fine, you know, its debut. So if you're listening to this right now, go on to my website. It's in the link in the description. Okay, you can buy that webinar for $10 off right now. It's going to be uploaded within the next 10 hours. And then once it's uploaded, it's going to boost up to 20. Okay, so you can get a half off right now. And there is, because it's the beginning of April, there is going to be a Songkran sale. Now, you guys probably don't know what Songkran is. It is the water festival out here in Thailand. Incredible time for a lot of people out there. There's a lot of holidays. Let's put it that way. There's August 8th. There's the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. Got myself a barbecue. It's gonna be an exciting month. Let's just put it that way. And so there's a lot of things happening, and I will be going to Bali for my birthday and my 1 year anniversary with my wife, staying at the Hyatt Regency. Oh boy, this is going to be fire. So nonetheless, man, so excited. I know I do have a couple of people who listen to me from Indonesia. So if you guys want to meet up for the first time and talk about a couple of things and meet up for, like, let's say 30 minutes to an hour, man, I'll be more than happy to do that. Or even give me recommendations, because, man, Bali has so many different things. Okay, so with that being said, guys, thank you for tuning in. I'll be seeing you guys soon. Over and out.